Welcome to the Impact Driven Entrepreneur, the podcast that helps you expand your reach and convert that reach into clients so you can lead your tribe with confidence and create change in the world while living the life you desire. And now your host, certified business coach and consultant, Mariana Ruiz.
Ready to step out of the role of struggling or barely surviving entrepreneur into the role of the thriving CEO? Well, join us inside of the Profitable Impact Formula. Doors are officially open, and we would love to have you. Go to impactdrivenentrepreneur.com/impact-formula to learn more about the program and how we can support you in up-leveling your business. Welcome back to the Impact Driven Entrepreneur. Today we have Ingrid Owens, an amazing visibility coach, and she's been a client of mine for, probably a little bit over a year now. And we're going to be talking about a case study, how she has progressed through the program, and also her amazing business and what she's been able to do over the last few months and year. So welcome, Ingrid. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
Yay. So tell us a little bit about how you got started with your business and what your background is, because I love for everyone to really understand your business and what you do.
Well, I've been in business for a long time. In internet years, I'm like an internet granny at this point. I've been in business online for myself for 11 years. I started the year before my daughter was born because I was in corporate America. I'm originally from Ireland, but I live here now in Atlanta. And I was in a corporate America, and I got a taste of, like, you know, their maternity leave and everything is quite different here compared to what I have experienced in Europe. And I'm like, yeah, 6 weeks maternity is not going to fly with me. So let's get the show on the road ahead of time. And it's funny when I think back now, I think, gosh, I had so much time before I had kids. Like, what was I doing? But that was what prompted me to kind of work for myself. My dad's an entrepreneur. I grew up in a family business. So I always had that in me, that I knew that it was possible to make a living for myself. And I didn't really have to, you know, answer to the man, whoever he is. So I started that. I started doing, because I have a background in photography, and it was the time when everybody was starting with digital cameras, and like that was starting to become a big thing, but they didn't know how to use them. And I had a background in that because of my family business. So I used my marketing skills to get my clients in the door, and I was teaching clients here in Atlanta in person, and developed online courses, membership site, training. I did all sorts of like live classes with all sorts of hooked together webinar systems before there was Zoom and all these lovely things. So yes, and I did all of that online. And with that, I also did blogging and you know, affiliate marketing, and kind of was using a lot of different things. And behind all of it was my love of business and marketing. I mean, the funny thing was that as much as I was in the photography industry, I never want to be a photographer. I was always really clear about that. And I spent my time like consuming business podcasts and marketing podcasts and everything to do with strategy and all of that. And, you know, that was what my degree is in. That's what my business degree is. I have a business degree from a very good school. And so it was like, oh yeah, like, it could have been any business, really, you know, but it was photography that I grew up in. So that's what I did. And then 2 years ago, when my daughter was old enough, she was at kindergarten, I was like, okay, so maybe I could do what I really want to do, because like the photography thing is becoming really heavy. And the market has changed for sure in that business too. So I was like, okay, so let's own it now. Let's start to do business coaching. So I started as a consultant because that's what I thought I was. And then I realized quickly, no, I'm not that either. So I started, I've been coaching now for 2 years. So yeah. So helping people with their visibility now is the latest thing on that. But yeah. And what's funny, Mariana, is I don't know if I've ever shared this story with you, is that before I came to America 13 years ago, I was walking with my dad. I used to walk because I was trying to lose weight for my wedding, and I would walk with him every day. And I have a great relationship with him anyway. But he was saying, like, well, what are you going to do? What do you want to do? And I was like, there was just a way that I could help people with their business. I mean, I don't want to, like, tell them what to do, but I'd love to just be with them and help them. And I was, and Daddy's like, oh, I don't know if that's a thing. And I'm like, I don't know if it's a thing either. So I was just a little ahead of my time.
Yeah, love it.
Yeah.
So as you transitioned there, like, what were some of the things you were thinking? And like, what was that hesitation, right? Because you knew what your aligned path was, but like, it was not that simple, right? To just be like, this is what I'm going to do, and then just make that choice. So like, what prompted you there?
Well, oh my gosh. So when I was, what prompted me into the photography thing, I've explained, it was very much like a, you know, do this. This is something I can do. I can make money at. And it was a very strategic thing. And it made a lot of sense. And it was very much revolved around my family. When I made the move into consulting, as it was very much a, you know, again, this is what I think I should do. This is the view of somebody who's graduated, and that I see all these peers around me who are, you know, with these high power jobs and whatever. And even though that really is never what I've ever been about, on some level, I was like, okay, now this is my chance to do it. This is the thing I'm supposed to be doing. And when I really dug into that, I was like, that would really make my daddy really happy. And that was like, whoa. Like, that's not what I actually really want to do. So
yeah,
I had to, there was a lot of self-coaching and a lot of coaching by you and other people that I've had to come to that conclusion that it's really a coach that I want to be, and I can still help people, and I can not even still help people. I can add more value to their business by just that, and not telling them just what to do. It's so deeper than that.
Yeah. I think that like finally embracing coaching was like a big milestone for you to be like, oh, actually I am a coach. Yeah. And this is what I want to do.
Yeah. And that I'm good at it, and I've been doing it all along. That's something else as well. It's like, you know, that, but other people could see that, and it just took me a long time to kind of come to that realization that, oh yeah, okay, this is what it is. And now it's kind of like, I'm doing it. And it feels amazing. And just to own that and to have the confidence in myself to own it. But that's, you know, that was really the thing that I think I've come to this year. Even though we were talking about this beforehand, that I really thought that I was there already, because I had all the pieces, and I'm smart enough to know all of this, right? You know, I should know it all.
Yeah. So let's talk about that. How, like, what has been the difference between thinking you know it and then being in a coaching program and learning the way that I teach it, you know? Because I think there's so many people out there that need this program and need what I do. Yeah. However, you are either already running a successful business, like you were, right? Like, you were already running a business. Like, you have a business degree. Like, you have a fucking MBA. Like,
you know what to do. Well, no, you know, let's be clear. It's not an MBA, but it's from a very good, reputable school. So it's from the best business schools. It is the best business school in Ireland, but it's, yeah.
So you have a degree in this. So what has been the difference between knowing what to do and then being in a coaching program?
It's because you're forced to look at the deeper stuff. It's not like they don't teach this shit in school, like, you know, never. And a lot of people say, you've got the entrepreneur gene, you know, you've seen it. And I don't know about that, because when I talked to my dad about that, he was like, well, I wouldn't, if I had had it my way, I was forced into entrepreneurship. He had an easy, quote unquote, easy life, where he was on the golf course at 3 o'clock in his corporate job, and then he was made redundant. So he was like, it's not the easy path, Ingrid. And that was making me thought like, well, then I kind of looked at that and I was like, well, that's a story. I don't have the entrepreneurial gene, but what I did see was it modeled for me and I knew that it was possible. So that was good. Yeah. But all the other stuff, I still had to work through all of that. And you can't see that picture when you're in it, you know, you can't see the photograph when you're part of it. So I think that it's really, it takes a coach to call you out on your bullshit stories. And I am very, and I've been guilty of this, and you called me out on this as well. And I always hear myself with when we've been on our coaching calls that I'm like, I know I'm doing this. But you know what? What are you doing about it? That was the big difference. And actually, I think when I think about it, like the me now compared to the me a year ago, I knew the mindset stuff, but I wasn't doing the mindset stuff. And that's huge, you know, because, and it really kind of dawned on me because part of the way that I have had taught photography, you know, it's very much like, this is theory, you know, now you've got to go do it. I might have been in a session with somebody. I'm like, now you think you know that you think you know how to do photography, but you've got to actually go take pictures. That's how you figure it out. And I knew a lot of this stuff theoretically, even doing a group program. I was like, well, I know how to do launch. I know how to do a funnel, da, da, da. But it's not actually until you do it that you're faced with the like, oh shit, like, I've got to actually, you know, call the people and talk to the people and do all the things. And that creates like, you know, then the I've got to actually put all this into practice. And I had been missing that. I think I had, you know, I think we suffer from being too smart sometimes in that way. And sometimes yes. You're better if you don't know anything and you just like go blindly into it, you know? So.
Yes. Yeah. I think that that's like a common thing I see with pretty much all my clients. You guys are the smartest people I know. Mm-hmm. And yet like we still, and I raise my hand to this. We just don't know what we don't know.
Yeah.
And the only way we get to know is by really getting that, like that reflection, like you said, like someone really calling you out and saying, but are you doing that? Yeah. Or how can we get you to actually execute on that more frequently to get the result that you want.
Yeah. And you know, I always would have said to my, like, I'm not a person who needs accountability. And in some regards, like I feel like I hold myself to a high enough standard, but I realized I also let myself like slide on a lot of things. So even though I would pride myself, like if somebody asked me to, you know, if I was meeting a client, I would always be there, like never, ever, ever missed like a session. I missed one session one time by somebody who was, I blame a sick child for that, but that's life. But if it was on, I would say, well, if it's on my calendar, you know, I'm going to do it. But like, then the excuses come up and the things get pushed down. So it's just having that group, that support, and that accountability is really big. Like, even though I said that I don't need somebody to tell me, because that's part of the entrepreneur thing, right? It's like, I'm not going to have that. Nobody's going to tell me what to do. But then it's like, okay, well, yeah, sometimes you need that. You need that little mirror, right? To say, well, it's not for Mariana. It's like, you said this, that you were going to do it for yourself. So why aren't you doing it?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Yeah. That was good.
Yeah. So you get the accountability. So you and some of the peers in the group have built some beautiful accountability relationships.
That's been something that I also didn't expect. And I was, you know, and it again was hard. Again, because you're like, I've got this. I mean, I had my first coach 2 years ago. And I was like, well, I did it all right ready before that. And I had met people, but they were always, there was nothing kind of set up. And I had tried to do masterminds and stuff before. There was never really any kind, it was always people falling off and just things that weren't so structured. But what's come out of this is that, and I said this to one of the other girls in the group, I think that it's testament to your ability to know your people that even though we are vastly different, like I would imagine we really are, right? But underlying, we have the same freaking issues. And it blows my mind every week when somebody like, will like, you know, they get up the courage and they write their big thing and they say, and then it's like, oh my God, me too. Me too, me too.
Like, and everyone else is like, me too.
Yes, yes. And there's so much comfort. It's not even comfort. It's not a wallow, oh, like, oh, here we all are. Like, it's like, yeah, but, and like, I can regurgitate something that I, you know, have learned or that I, like sparks in me and that can help somebody else and vice versa. And it's really, it's powerful stuff. Powerful stuff.
Yeah. I think the most beautiful thing about our community is because I'm very honest with you guys. You guys are all so honest and willing to be coached at that level. Yeah. Because if you can't be honest and transparent in a coaching situation, you're never going to get the most out of it. You know, yeah. And for you, like, I always commend you for coming to the table honest, you yeah. know, and that's when the biggest breakthroughs have really come for you.
Yeah.
Is when you're willing to be vulnerable and show up fully. And I think that that happens because I am honest too. Yeah. Like I will always say, hey, like that launch just went really bad. Right?
Like, yeah. And I think that's a real privilege to have that relationship with somebody that, you know, it is because we on the outside, when you're looking out through in through the windows, like you're not getting an accurate view of anything. And I had that experience, especially as a marketer and a strategist. I've probably signed up to so many email lists over the years, you know, under the guise of, and legitimately so, like, I'm going to see how they do their funnel. I want to see what they're doing. I want to see what else is out there. But that also leads you to believe like all the bullshit sometimes that you're not getting the full story. And even though these people might be quote unquote mentors or whatever, you're still not getting the full story. So to have you as a coach who's so transparent and the other girls who are so transparent about the good stuff and the bad stuff, it just makes it really a great place to be. And, you know, I feel like I find my people, you know, in that regard, like, you know, and I would never have picked them like if I was trying to do it like myself. Because you can't see those things, right? You can't see the real deep stuff. It takes a long time for people to, you know, to show that up. So, yeah, well, you saved us the trouble.
Yeah. So what do you think has been kind of like the biggest things that you've gotten from the coaching in, because I think in the last quarter, so we do quarterly reviews, so everyone understands. So it, every quarter, we kind of like do a full rundown top to bottom of your business. What do you think in the last quarter was your biggest breakthroughs or realizations, ahas?
The last quarter specifically had a lot of ahas for me. And I really do think that I got a lot of clarity around everything. But the reason why I got the clarity was because of the confidence of owning it all. And, you know, because again, I could have come up with, you know, I help people with visibility. Well, like, duh, like, yeah. But because that's what marketing is, right? And it's all about, you know, that. However, it took me to kind of come up that whole full circle to figure that out because I wasn't up to that point. I wasn't fully owning that's how I could help people. And ironically, you know, those are the issues that I've had to conquer, you know, that my own self, you know. And so I'm like, really? Like, okay, yes, I get it. Like, I mean, it cracks me up. Like, I just think the whole thing is hilarious, but like, that these are the lessons and we're learning the lessons. So I think what's really happened is now we're learning the lessons, or I'm learning the lessons so fast. Like it there's definitely been a real speed up on the whole thing. Which has been, it's kind of exciting. It's very invigorating and it is exciting that, yeah, like, and then I feel like, you know, it took me this long to get here, but like now I've seemed to like really speed it up in that last minute. So it's confidence, but you know, I would never have said I needed a confidence coach.
Yes. I will say that is like resounding around all my clients. Like I used to have one client who she's like, I'm like, this is a confidence issue. And she was like, I don't have a confidence problem. A year later, she comes back to me and goes, I get it now. Yeah. It was about confidence, right? But it's so funny because we don't ever see that we need that confidence, right? Like
yeah.
It's, but that owning it is what allows you to show up for yourself. Because if you don't have that good relationship with yourself and you are confident, then you're not going to show up for yourself. And that's going to be the struggle.
Yeah. And you know, I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't say I don't think, like I went through the like mindset, I need a mindset person. And I did that. And, you know, and it's funny. I'm like, but I've always worked on my mindset. And I really did, like, I started, it's funny, I was going through books and I found Louise Hay, You Can Heal Your Life, which I got, like, I got in Australia when I was 24. And so I've always been like this self-help book person, but the implementation of it has not been something that I've done on a basis until I started this program. And that's been the real work. And then with that comes, it's like you peeling it back, and you find more and more and more crap. And that's really that it, because it is deep rooted stuff, you know, that you have that we have to clear out before we can actually step up and own ourselves. And, you know, and realizing and coming to the understanding that it's enough, like I'm enough. It's, I can do this, you know, and that's not stuff you expect to get from a business coach. And it's foundational.
Yeah.
You know, it really, really is.
Yeah, because how can you show up for a sales call if you don't have that?
Yeah.
Right? If you don't believe in your product, you don't believe in what you're doing in your service, like how could you get to the sales?
Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah,
or even to hiring, right? Like, because even hiring is like releasing control, right? Like those are mindset things.
Yeah. And the thing is though, as well, and it's a good thing and it's a bad thing, but there's always something else. Like I'll never forget that when I got like one of my first big like paydays, and I was like, oh, but what if I can't, you know, but what if I don't like, can't do it? Like, what if I can't, what if she's made a mistake, you know, and I'm like, what the hell is wrong with me? You know, like this feels really uncomfortable. Like I've got it. I've got the thing that I wanted, but now I'm like, what is that? And so it's just this constant, like you said it really recently, it's like brushing your teeth. Like you've got to do it. And the other thing that you said that was really smart was, and before a big thing, you brush your teeth. Like, you know, it's like, you know, it's not like I brushed my teeth like 6 hours ago, so now I'm ready to go on a diet. Like, no, you're going to do it again. All the time.
Yes. Yes. So I love that. So basically what you're saying is like, because you had owned it and you had the confidence, you had the skill set to deal with it, even when it came and it wasn't expected, right? Because I think everyone sees, oh my God, but when I make X number of dollars, then everything will be perfect. And I won't have this thought anymore, or I won't be struggling. I won't be so insecure. I won't be whatever.
Yeah. It's the awareness. It's becoming aware of that and then having the tools to like, no, okay, stop. It's self-coaching. It, you know, I think that's something as well. It's like, it's coaching yourself through, like, you're awesome, but you're not right here all the time. Sometimes it feels like it, but you've got to be able to take this stuff that you learn and put it into practice all the time, because it's always something else is going to come up. Like, I think that's what I thought before, Mariana. I think I thought I just need to get confidence. Just like I need to get, you know, a funnel, or I need to learn how to use ConvertKit. I need to learn how to be confident, and then I've got it. And I pay this subscription. It doesn't work like that. Like, you know, it's a constant thing, because that's who we are, humans, you know? And so, yeah, I mean, I think that was huge, and having the tools and the awareness. And yeah, I mean, and it spills over to all sorts of areas of your life as well. It doesn't just, you know, make things better in your business, which it does, but it also makes things better with your family, your relationships, and how you approach different subjects. And I think we were talking about that in our last call, that it was nothing to do with business or strategy, but it's like how other people, you know, how to guard that boundary too. So yeah,
very good. Love it. Okay, so is there anything else that you think is important for people to understand or to know about, or anything else that you want to talk about?
Oh my gosh. I don't know. What do I want people to talk about? I guess one of the things that we have talked about in our last couple of calls, I think as well, was this whole idea, but, and it's kind of similar to what we're talking about, but you know, the coach, you know, needing a coach mm-hmm. and the pyramid scheme that is sometimes people say, and it's such bullshit. And I think, like, just like if you want to be an elite performer in your athletes, like my daughter is a good example. Like, she plays piano. And like, you know, she's 10 and she's been doing it since she was 6. So, but she'll say to me, you know, there was definitely a period where she's like, I can play the piano now, mom. And I'm like, yeah, you can, but we're going to get past, you know, do re mi, and you're going to keep going to your piano lessons every week. You know, that's why we pay your teacher. You know, you're never going to be done with your piano lessons. And I think that it's that, and like, now she's got such a joy in it and it's so easy, but she'll still come up against, you know, problems. But it's the same with your business. Like, having a business coach is just so much more than somebody to tell you what the strategy is or what the tactic. I think that is a really thing. Like, it's not about like getting more followers or getting more metrics that are going to like make it all look good. There's not a secret sauce. I mean, there's not a formula that nobody is telling you.
Yes. I think that's one of like the initial things I ever say. It's like, when people join, I'm like, there's no secret.
I know, right? I mean, it's like, just speed it up. Let's see the, you know, the hidden PDF now. Let me see where it is. Like, what is those magic words that we say to people? And, you know, it all comes from within. And here's the but, and actually this is a sabotaging thought that I had, not this year, it was probably last year, because I was like, you're right, it all comes from within, and I'm quite an intuitive person, and then I'm like, well, if it all comes from in, like, people don't need a coach, like, why would they need somebody else, so why would they need me? Oh my god, so I'm trying to be this business coach, and that doesn't even make sense, because everybody already has the answers. So we're done here. And I was like, that was the biggest bullshit ever. Like, that was the biggest story. And you know, now I'm like, well done, Ingrid's brain. You are so smart that you came up with that. And that you even involved the intuition with all of that. That was really, really clever. But the truth is you need that person to mirror your shit back to you. Mm-hmm. And everybody needs that coach. I think that life coaching and business coaching and all of this, you know, health coach, I think we live in a wonderful time, and that we are so privileged to get to do this. Like, there's no reason why people can't, you know, up their game and do whatever they want to do, which in whatever area of their life. And having a coach is something really, really, it's really important. And, you know, like I said, we pay for our kids, for everything. Why don't we give our own self the same chance? So if that makes sense.
Yes. I feel strongly about that. I'm so glad you brought that up, because that was a thing that even I struggled with, is like, well, is it almost like a pyramid scheme that like these coaches are hiring other coaches? And like, I went out, and I am not kidding, I went out to validate my knowledge on businesses of all sorts. I've done consulting in medical field, in teaching and education, and all these other fields to go and prove to myself that this was not just like some pyramid scheme of marketing of something, right? Mm-hmm. So I'll just save everyone the time on that.
Yeah.
Or like, once my clients get to this level, once I get to six figures, once my clients make six figures, then everything will just be easy and blah. Like, there is none of that. Like, there is nothing outside of yourself. It's just a matter of you owning it. And a coach can help you to reflect that. So what happened is I have always coach. I've only had a small period of time where I didn't have a coach, and immediately, like, it was like a month later, I was like, I am going bananas in my brain. I need someone to reel me in and to make sure I am executing on the things I'm supposed to be doing. And really that reflection, right? Because that's when you're going to go out there and you're going to do these things that are not in alignment with your true vision, because either one, you either just want it for the money, or two, you're trying to validate to yourself something that is total yeah. lie, right? Yeah. And that doesn't serve you. It was exhausting, frankly. Yeah. And I agree with you 100%. Coaching is something that we all have the competitive advantage to be able to get. Yeah. You know? And so, yeah, totally.
Yeah. I really do feel that we have more information than we've ever had that we can ever, you know what to do with. Like, everything that you could want to know the answer to is out there. You know, there's no course, like, yeah, courses are great that are going to talk you through what you need to know. And I sell a lot of courses. I'm a big believer in courses, but I really figured that out with my photography, is that it doesn't matter. Like, you know, you've got to be able to get out and do it and have somebody to give you that feedback. The feedback is really, really huge. So, you know, because the feedback in your brain sometimes is just like an echo chamber. You don't want that.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah. Absolutely. Love it. I'm so happy that we had that honest conversation in public with them.
I know, right? I forget. Oh yeah, I forget. This is public. This is just a coaching
call. Our regular coaching call. But it's so important, because I think there's probably somebody out there who's thinking that. Yeah. Who's either afraid to own going into coaching, or afraid to get into it because of whatever they're thinking. Right? Like, if the two of us thought it, and we're pretty damn smart, no offense, yeah. like not to brag, but we are, right? Like, we both have advanced degrees.
Yeah.
Right. Like, so there's probably somebody else out there who's also thinking the same.
But and also, Mariana, for the people who think that they don't need a coach, like, I felt like, I mean, that was my biggest thing. I have got this. And I would look at somebody like you and say, I want to be her. Like, I don't want her to, I want to do what she's doing. And that's just weird. Like, I'm not going to ask her. Like, she's not going to tell me. Like, it was a weird dynamic that actually, mm-hmm. if another person hadn't pushed me, I probably would have played into that story. And I'm not really sure where I'd be right now. To be honest, I think I'd be stuck spinning my wheels. I don't know. That's a really horrible thought to think, like, what would have happened if I hadn't made these thoughts changes over the last couple of months. I mean, it's been almost a year, but
yeah,
it's been, like I said, it all kind of warp speed towards the very end there. And I'm not finished by a long shot. But when I say the end, but it's that's kind of it. Like, for me, that was a big block, was like, you know, just realizing that you don't always have it all. There are bits missing. There's something missing. If I know this, and I know this is how, why is it not working? Like,
exactly.
It's something to do with me, and not in a negative Debbie Downer on me way. Cause I think that's the way that I could have gone. I could have gone like, well, crap, it is me. I'm obviously not cut out for this. Off we go to get a job. But I don't think that would ever happen with me. I don't think I can.
Yeah, but that's,
but
I mean, that's,
I don't know what,
that's why 90% of businesses fail or whatever the statistic is, right? Yeah. It's like, you know, we buy into that story or whatever.
Isn't that so sad? Isn't that so sad that that many people have that much? Because it takes a lot to get courage with your, like, to get courageous and own up and stand up and say that I want to do this. And then to, like, just end because you think there's a missing formula and actually it's you. I mean, that's really, that's a good reason to do what we do, I think.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I mean, we do provide the knowledge base, but we also do a lot of the interpersonal, right? So like, it's not like I'm just, we're doing therapy. That's one of my pet peeves. Cause I was in a coaching program that was like therapy and I'm like, no, that's like never going to grow your business. Right. So there is kind of that mixture between the knowledge base and the,
Well, especially with the impact formula. I mean, yeah, for sure. I'm not a therapist. I mean, that was another story that I was like, I don't want to be a coach because I don't want to fix anybody. Like, I'm not going to do that. When I figured out that coaching wasn't really about that, then that was, I was very excited. But for you, the impact formula, like, again, I know this shit. Like, but when I see it, and I apply, it's like, it's the, all the steps that you need. And then you've got the mindset, like, spread all over that, because then you can come back to the beginning, which I have done several times. I'll be like,
cause you're a good student. Cause you're working on mastery, right? Like,
yeah,
that's the thing. Like, I think so many people are like, but I went through that whole thing. I don't need to go through it again.
Yeah. For sure. And then, but then you're like, oh, okay. I get it now. I see it from a different thing. I mean, I have printed out like the worksheets like 20 times, probably mostly because I keep losing them, but like also because I keep changing and like, no, that's different now. And tweak, change, which is the heart of entrepreneurship and the heart of business, I believe, is being an experimenter, changing it all up, like, taking this, that what you learn, and applying it and not putting the bullshit stories on it and making it mean something it doesn't. And I think that's very freeing. And I know that that's at your heart of your work, is that, you know, it, you know, you have to have that like kind of hat of a scientist on a lot of times, you know, and that's business, you know? So I think that even somebody, even if they didn't like have a clue about like how it's all supposed to fit together, would, you know, they could come in. It's like a full service thing, honestly. I mean, I don't say that lightly. It puts a lot of pressure on other like business coaches like me to say, like, show up here with all this stuff. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I intended it to be. And we're always adding, as you know, like, yeah. I want it to be, because here was my experience with coaching. I invested in program after program and having multiple programs, multiple courses at once, but then it was the wrong timing, or yeah. I was doing it at a time where like I was trying to get to a level, but I wasn't there yet, you know? And so for me, like, impact formula is the A to Z everything, because I want you to do it in the timing that makes sense for your business.
Yeah.
Because there is no use in applying a strategy that's like 3 years down the line. It will just frustrate you and it will cause you to burn out and fail. Yeah. You know, like, if, especially when we're talking about bigger investments in money, time, effort, energy, all that, if you don't have a team, if you don't have the budget, it's going to be impossible. You know,
yeah, and I think sometimes that can be the missing piece that people are thinking, you know, that they see. It's like, I, you know, they don't see, again, it's like behind the curtain, like, oh, but you know, this strategy works when you can throw a lot of money at it, or this strategy works when you've got a team to implement it all, you know. But like, there are places that you can come in and do it on a grassroots level if you have to, or if you've got budget, you can use it, do that. Or, you know, there's so many different ways to do it. There is not one size fits all, which is what I love about business. There is no one size fits all, you know?
Absolutely.
Or else we'd all be like, you know, millionaires and we'd have it all figured out. So it's really about like And that's what I believe with business. It's about fit. You can make it your own, and you can make it around your family, whatever it is, you know. And that's what, where you're going to get the most success. It's like not trying to follow a formula. Like, no disrespect to people who like hawk their purses or whatever they're selling, you know. It's like, those are formula, and people can be, get success with that too, for sure. But you've got to make it your own, you know, you've got to make it your own. So
yeah, if you don't, it'll always be someone else's way, which is never going to be aligned for you.
No. Yeah. For sure.
Well, thank you so much, Ingrid. This has been amazing. So if someone needs help with visibility with their business, how can they find out about you? How can they follow you everywhere? And like, where are the places?
Well, I love to hang out on Instagram, being a photographer. I'm a big fan of Insta, always have been. So I'm Ingrid Kelly Owens there. But I would love to talk to people on a strategy call. I have a visibility strategy call if they go to ingridkellyowens.com/strategy, and they can fill out a quick little application there to have a call with me. It's very easy, and I love to talk. So I would love to help people with their visibility. I work a lot with creatives. That's kind of my background, but I know that visibility is a struggle for lots of people, and it's so important. Speaking from somebody that has really kind of, that's been the key for me. So that's it. So I would love to talk.
Yeah, I love it. And I always say, like, visibility is the fuel to your tank. Do not expect to go in there and like get sales if you haven't done the visibility piece. Absolutely. And so for sure, please reach out to Ingrid. Again, ingridkelly.com/strategy, right?
Yeah. ingridkellyowens.com. Yeah.
Oh, ingridkellyowens.com/strategy.
Ingrid Kelly was taken. Even 11 years ago.
All right. Thank you so much for being on.
Oh, thank you, Mariana. It's been a pleasure.
Well, I really don't have enough good things to say about working with Mariana. So she was my very first coach, and really took my business off the ground. I'm in business with my wife, Christy, and we had opened up our doors. We're just coming up on our 1 year anniversary, actually. We launched last June, and I'd done B-School, so part of me thought, like, you know, that was enough. I have enough information. I can DIY this. Oh yeah, I totally got this online business thing. Because I had about 5 years previous experience in communications and online marketing, email marketing, lots of social media management. So I thought, I'm good. However, a few months later, we were bringing money in, but it really wasn't what we'd hoped. And we were really nervous to make the investment, but we did. I mean, and it was thousands of dollars. And we invested in Mariana as a one-on-one coach. And like literally the very next month, we had our first 5K month. And, you know, obviously that's a combination of her coaching and the confidence and the tactics and everything she shared, and the fact that we had been doing the work. Then, you know, but it's like when you work with someone like that who's so inspiring, and you really get your game on. Working with Mariana really inspires you to go big. It certainly did for us. You gave us, you know, so many skills and systems that we use to this day. And now, so far in 2017, we've had 3 5K months. You know, honestly, a year ago when we launched, I didn't know. I shouldn't say that. That's, you know, negative thinking. But I wouldn't have believed it. I wanted to believe it, but part of me didn't. And working with Mariana just gave us both the confidence that we can really do this. We can be successful. And we have a toddler. That was the other thing. We're doing all this part time, and with a toddler. So I just highly encourage any of you that are thinking about it to check it out, and to work with these amazing ladies. So Thanks for listening. That's my two cents. Okay, bye now.
Yeah, and this is actually one of the things that really impressed me when I first met you. And one of the reasons I hired you was because I like the simplicity of it. And for me, being a marketing person, I wanted to make it complicated. I still do, I won't lie. But when you make it so simple that, you know, okay, your goal, you want to make money, you want to prove to yourself that you can do this instead of working a real job, you know, that really hit home with me that you only need one person, and then you'll go out and find the next person. And you don't need a funnel, you don't need a low price product, you don't need a, you know, group course. You know, ultimately all you have to do is build relationships.
It was really awesome when I started working with you and everything just really clicked together, where I realized the true area I was passionate about. And then it was amazing how in just 3 weeks, you know, I got a client and then like another very high paying client shortly after. And so it was just really cool to finally like actualize that dream, because, you know, with the pregnancy business, it was more like I would do workshops and they, you know, make a couple $100 or whatever. But, you know, the freedom really comes from the business being able to, you know, have those higher paying clients, so it's not so challenging to meet the monthly goals. So that was really amazing for me. And I'm still just love that feeling of everything finally clicking together and, you know, just coming together beautifully.
Imagine what's possible for you when you take your business to the next level. Join us for the Profitable Impact Formula, now open for enrollment, impactdrivenentrepreneur.com/impact-formula. See you there.